Big giant shell.
Fresh kid turned rotten. I can't believe how naive that I've gotten. Over the years, seems like I'm getting dumber. Reminiscing to a time when I was younger with a hunger. Full of dreams, determination, self-esteem. But now it seems they hesitate to be on my team. You know the routine. When you win and they grin all up in your face like they was with you from the beginning. But on the flip side, when you watched them like a riptide, fools clown by, you slipped and let shit slide.
Beside hey, everybody. Welcome to another show. We got like a little special show today. You know, we tend to like to do our emotional shows. And it's my dead grandma's birthday. So, you know, we thought we'd do a little memory show here in her honor. And by the way, yes, I am aware that it's annoying to say it's someone's birthday who's dead. So if that's what you were thinking, not very original, and that's why you don't have a podcast, asshole. I mean, that has nothing to do with anything, but fine. So I thought we would just do some reminiscing. I'm drinking a highball, or as we know it on this show, a ginger whale. Little did I know that whiskey and ginger was, you know, one of my favorite drinks, and that when my grandma was drinking these highballs, that's what she was drinking. You know, I remember she would, she'd be at the table, and at night she'd say, Brian, it's my aunt's boyfriend who's, you know, they live in, whatever. Brian, you could go ahead and make me my highball now. This is awkward. So this is also the same night where we've got a lot of advertisers tonight based on the success of our last advertising campaign from our last show. We did have a lot of advertisers get on board. So I'm afraid that this show may be punctuated by some advertisements. So I apologize in advance and hopefully you can still enjoy it. As much as I enjoy Nature Box. What is Nature Box, you're probably wondering? Nature Box is, you know, have you ever, as an adult human who has been eating food your whole life said, I don't really know what foods to eat? Have you ever gone through that aisle of nuts in Target? You know, they have a lot of nuts at Target for some reason. I feel like Target has more nuts than your Walmarts or, I mean, I don't even know what's in Kmart anymore. I feel like they just have a bunch of stuff that's shaped in a K shape. You know what I mean? Like, it's literally become Kmart, where you can buy anything and it's shaped like a K. You ever been in that nut aisle at Target? And just been lost and said, I don't know, do I want a dried fruit? Would I like one of these yogurt balls? What are these yogurt balls? Well, Nature Box is your solution. Here's what you can do. You can have snacks, healthy snacks, sort of, delivered to your door without the inconvenience of having to go out to a store. Here's another beautiful thing. Let's say you get this Nature Box and there's something you don't like in it. You can just tell them not to send that anymore. Kind of like how at the store, when there's stuff you don't like, you can just not get that stuff. You know, it gives you all the options of being at a store and less. I personally like the, you know, weird pretzel bites, something like that. That's my jam. That is my jam right now, is those habanero picante pretzels. You know, all the snacks are healthy. So you could feel good about taking them, like, on a hike with you or, you know, just snacking all day, basically. This is a good thing to do. So go to naturebox.com, and we have our special offer with them. So it's actually naturebox.com/deadgrandma, and you will get a 20% off discount for your first month of NatureBox. So you'll, you know, have an almond on my dead grandma. She would have wanted it that way. So, back to this topic at hand. My grandma was a nice lady. And, you know, I don't know if she liked doing this, but she would take me and my brother to malls. I don't know if that's what she liked. I mean, she must have on some level, because she would drive us a good hour or something to a mall. And we grew up in this mall era, man. The mall was the thing. And, you know, you discover the mall as a preteen or something, and you're like, this place is great. Then you discover that other cities have malls. And because I live in a crap city, the neighboring city malls were amazing. And, you know, there was always talk about, like, this is the best Flatirons, that's the best mall. And then there was some kind of, like, Pine Tree Mall or something like that. It's like, oh, now that's the best mall, you know. Just kept going on and on. And she'd always take us to these, and, oh, jeez. I have a timer here telling me, you know, to make sure I fit the ads in. Because you promise that you'll read the ads, so you have to make sure you'll read the ads. So now it's time for me to talk about a little website called AdamandEve.com. What is AdamandEve.com? Well, AdamandEve.com is your number one resource for a dildo, a vibrator, a strap-on dildo. You don't really hear about the strap-on vibrator, but I assume that's got to be a thing. I mean, why not? Why not? Sometimes I think that people use the word dildo to describe a vibrator, which I guess a penis-shaped vibrator is a dildo. I wonder if there's any ladies out there. There's got to be. But, you know, I wonder if, like, so sometimes, like, the batteries will die in the TV remote, so I just watch whatever's on. I wonder if there's ladies out there who had a penis-ish shaped vibrator and the batteries were dead, you know, and you banged it against the end table, the nightstand, or wherever. Whatever's next to where you're masturbating. A bench vise. And couldn't get it going. Then you just said, fuck it, and just used a dildo style. It's like, that's not what I prefer, but it'll do in a pinch. So Adam and Eve is the place to go. You know, there's lots of... If you've ever wanted a Halloween-quality item at a bar mitzvah price, this is the place to go. I'm going to tell you a personal tale of Adam and Eve. I have actually... I ordered things off of Adam and Eve because, you know, at one time I was dating a lady, and it seemed like maybe things needed to be spiced up in some way. I don't know. When these items arrived, and you know, I'm not real into getting crazy. So it was difficult for me to surf the website because there are things that are fun for me to look at. This is the problem I have when I'm trying to book a hotel, let's say. I get on TripAdvisor, and it's a lot more fun for me to look at the worst hotels. That's more fun than, you know, the best hotel in San Francisco. The worst hotel is an enjoyable read because the reviews are hilarious, right? But then all of a sudden, I'm just looking at things. I think I have trouble, and this is probably why the internet is so annoying to me. I have trouble using the internet for non-novelty purpose. Like, this is probably why it baffles me that people are so serious about, like, Gaza and Ferguson, and by the way, Ferguson, the only other Ferguson I knew was the annoying brother from Clarissa Explains It All. Now it's a race riot or something. My point is, this is why I probably have such a difficult time with all the difficult times people are having, and why I have trouble identifying. So I get on this Adam and Eve, and you know, I start cruising around just looking at crazy shit. And finally settle on a few items. I don't remember exactly what I got, to be honest. I think something that vibrated, which was, Here's the problem with buying a vibrator. I think vibrator might go... You know, romantic lives are difficult. Let's start off easy. But when you're buying one, and you're not even really sure if this girlfriend's going to want one, but then you buy one, it's kind of hard to know which one to get. It's hard to know, like, what's the optimum shape? And what's the best, but not, you know, crazy? You know, I assume there's one that have a weird forking penis situation or something. And I thought, no thanks. I got a very simple sort of teardrop shape flat thing with a button on it that made it vibrate or not vibrate. That I would say worked fine. Then I also got some kind of article of clothing. I don't remember exactly what it was. All I know is that when it showed up, it was the exact material of a ninja costume that I wore in grade school. It's that weird silky plastic fabric that all I can think of is it smells like your own breath passing through the mask because that's what it did all day, and you know, you get a wet spot. It was the same fabric. I was too embarrassed by it to even pull it out and suggest. It wasn't even fun gross. It was just gross. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, oh, this is trashy and fun. It was just plain gross. So you can buy these things at adamandeve.com. You know, if you wanted to take a fun sex romp and turn it into something gross and shameful. Also, here's a good news piece for you, though. Get on there, type in offer code Marge, R-I-P. That's Marge as in my grandma, R-I-P as in rest in peace, and you will get 20% off plus 3 free adult DVDs. Now, do you get to select these DVDs? Absolutely 100% no. Now, I'm a man of the internet. I've seen some shit. And here's what I know. Now, I do not travel in the pornography circles of the internet, okay? The dark recesses. The dark recess pieces. These highballs are fun. That part was legit. I really am drinking a highball. Even if the rest of this is a farce. There are some dark corners of the internet. And none darker than the bizarre pornography that's out there. Now, here's the thing. When you get 3 adult DVDs that you don't know what they are, basically what's happened, just imagine all of the internet pornography has been put on DVD. And, you know, it's been put on hundreds of thousands of DVDs. Enough DVDs that they want to give you 3 free. By the way, real nice to give this offer to radio shows of, oh, advertise our product. And when you advertise our product, use the phrase 3 free. That's really easy to say. 3 free, 3 free, 3 free, 3 free. What the fuck? Now, I know you can't say 4 free, F-O-U-R free, because that sounds like F-O-R free. So you'd say, for free adult DVDs, and they'd say, how many? And then you've got a real who's on third situation going, which is a lot like who's on first, but it's funnier, and it has a twist end that ends in a very dark murder, okay? So just be aware if it starts with who's on third. Yeah. So imagine the entire internet's worth of pornography whacked up into smaller pieces, whacked off into smaller pieces, put on DVDs. And you will get just basically a complete shot in the dark hour of that. So if you took all of the pornography that's ever existed and just saw a random hour, I feel that the odds of it satisfying your personal sexual preferences are extremely low. I don't know for sure, but I just feel like there's enough variety now that I could get a brand of pornography that basically I would not recognize as pornography. I might think it's some sort of elaborate game, you know, that I'm supposed to decipher the code of what's going on. It's like a lost episode of Twin Peaks. I don't know. All I know is you put in that code, Marge RIP, and you get that shit. All right. Back to our story. So I wanted to tell this other, you know, I found a picture of my grandma the other day. My grandma broke her hip when she was fairly young. And it's kind of mysterious. I don't know a lot about it. It was had something to do with, I believe, she was carrying a table out to the driveway for a garage sale. I don't know if that's like complete bullshit or if that's just how I remember it being told to me. I mean, that seems like a horrible reason to break your hip. You're like, oh, I was carrying a table out for a garage sale. Yeah, well, bad news. I didn't make that $18 that day because I didn't get my garage sale set up. And also, you don't want to call into question your grandma, but I wonder, sometimes you wonder. I wonder how many of these, like, grandma-grandpa stories, because I feel like once you're a grandma or a grandpa, you do get some benefit of the doubt protection from the family. So let's say as a grandpa, I did some weird sexual escapade that did not end well. I feel like the family would cover up for me with a story like I was carrying a table and fell. Just saying. So with her artificial... okay. Advertising time. Stamps.com. We are lucky enough today to be sponsored by Stamps.com. Have you ever wanted to save... Have you ever asked yourself this? How could I save myself about 35 seconds worth of hassle every month? And let me tell you something. Over your lifetime, 35 seconds of hassle a month doesn't sound like a lot. But that adds up to like almost a half hour in your life. Okay, assuming you live a healthy adult life, you may have a half hour of it that's more unpleasant than it needs to be. Here's what happens. You print your own postage at home. Okay, you get some kind of crazy machine. I don't know where you put this machine because it's like where in my home I just have room for some crazy fucking machine that I just put somewhere. Or maybe you print it from a printer, which is also a crazy machine to have at home. I like how the printer industry, we've just decided it's fine. Oh, how much does an ink replacement cost? $8,000? Or I can get a new printer for $6,500? So I pretty much have to just... I feel like the only time that someone buys an ink cartridge is out of spite. You know, because they're like, fuck you, printer company. I'm going to keep this thing rolling just because I don't want to buy a new printer from you. Just... to cause you pain and anguish. But, so you print out your own postage at home. What could be more convenient than that? Just think of the number of letters, packages, and things you send per month. It's got to be in the tens of zeros, right? Maybe like 0.3 a month. But you would send a lot more if you could do it at home. If you're like me and you're scum and you live in an apartment, you still have to take your packages to the post office because where would I put them? I don't really have like an outgoing mail. This is a luxury that I think a lot of you take for granted, by the way. Oh, I have a thing to mail to someone. I walk it out to the end of my driveway. Pete has something to mail someone. Well, hopefully he finds one of those little blue boxes that people have not just graffitied to shit. I feel like those have just become homeless urinals, even though I have no way to prove the fact. So I still have to go to the post office, but you know what? Stamps.com. Wow. Just wow. Okay, it's going to change your life. Change your life. Change it for the better. Change it. Make that cheddar. Boom. So back to my grandma. Broken hip. She had three canes that I remember. She had her silver and gray cane. That was kind of her go-to. That was her standard cane. It was silver, chromish, I guess. And then and the top was a gray. Very old lady. By the way, my grandma wore like these old lady pants all the time. I'm not sure what slacks. I would call them slacks. She wore those all the time. All the time. I just don't understand. I don't know if she had like 400 pairs of these slacks or if this is... I don't know when she decided that she would just basically dress in slacks forever, but that happened. Uy. We're not getting a lot of this grandma story in, but you know what? That's okay because equally close to my heart is MailChimp. Are you too busy to build an e-newsletter distribution list one time? You know, would that take too much effort to send out an email to more than three or four people once a month? Haven't you always wanted to, disseminate information in the most easily ignored way possible? Well, MailChimp makes that even more possibler. What MailChimp does is it's like an e-newsletter format service. They take your news, they make it in a nice shape. It's like a newspaper shape, which makes total sense on a computer. And then they send it to your distribution list. Couldn't be easier. Couldn't be simpler. And it's really nice for the people who receive your information. All they have to do is hit that delete key. And then after they get about your fifth one, you know, they make rule, send to junk. So it's really great. I would like to, if anyone knows how to run some kind of macro, I don't know what running a macro is, but whenever a computer program doesn't do what I say or what I want, I just say, can someone make a macro that does this? This is like my new business speak that I'm going to try and infect the world with, and I encourage you to as well. Oh, could someone write a macro that does this impossible thing? I would like somebody to write a macro that says instead of make a rule, it just says ja rule on my Gmail. Is that difficult? Is that something my listener base can do? I don't know. I doubt it. I doubt that the four of you who listen have that ability. But if one of you does or knows someone who does, I'm willing to pay upwards of dollars, which I have earned from doing advertisements for great things like MailChimp, Stamps.com, Adam and Eve, and NatureBox. So go to MailChimp.com/ horribly dead grandma. Offer code Pete crying alone in his apartment. And you'll get 10% off and you'll get some crazy ass machine to put in your apartment. Which would go really well with our next sponsor, Mangrate. Love these guys. Mangrate, this is like a thing that you put over your grill that somehow makes it more of a grill. You know how when you go to a restaurant, they always have the Mangrate? They always have some crazy grill device, some gadget. You know, when you go to a restaurant or watch a cooking show where professionals are cooking, they use these bizarre gadgets. You know, they have like a whisk. What is that? Some kind of bulb made out of wires? Fuck that shit. They also always have a Mangrate. What is a Mangrate? I don't know. You know, they have this Mangrate. They sell this on Adam Carolla's show as well. We're the second pickup for them. Ah, Mangrate. And he's always saying, you know, how heavy it is. He's like, it's cast iron, it's heavy, or it's steel, or something. It's very heavy. What product is sold on the weight being high? What product exists where they're like, this weighs a lot, therefore you should buy it? Well, I can't argue with that logic. That makes sense with everything. The only thing besides Mangrate that's sold on weight is weights, actual weights that you lift. I've noticed that heavier weights cost more. Which I think has a certain logic to it, right? That makes sense in a bizarre fashion. However, I would say this to weight companies. Start charging more for the lighter weights. Because here's the thing. What do you do more sales for? When you sell a 50-pound dumbbell, believe me, nobody's buying two 50-pound dumbbells. They buy that one and they either use it or they don't, and then it just sits somewhere because they're not strong enough to even move it from the garage. A 10-pound dumbbell, I bet people who have purchased a 10-pound dumbbell have done so 50 times in their life. I would bet everything I've made off of these advertisements for products like Mangrate. Go to mangrate.com, probably, and put in the offer code MARGINHEAVEN. That's in honor of my dead grandma to get you a weird grill attachment. So that's a pretty good situation for everybody. I think that what they need to do, though, is start charging more for the lighter weights, because I think they're doing more volume on those. I think they'd make a bit more money if instead of saying, like, okay, let's just say 10 pounds cost $10, 20 costs $20, a dollar per pound. If they met them all in the middle, so, you know, you've got up to 50 and everything just costs 25, I think you would make more. I think you would do better. I think I may be just trying to arrange things so they're the best for me in terms of expense, but that's what I'm expected to do. I'm a radio host. I'm a serious talk radio show host. Let's move on. I did see my grandmother once in a one-piece bathing suit. She got in a pool one time in the entire time I was alive. It was at her apartment. She lived in this apartment that had a pool. And we would go over there and swim all the time as little kids. I don't remember anyone ever being in there. They also had pool tables, and we would play on those. I don't remember anyone being in there either. Although there could have been people there. And if there were, I apologize to them, because Jesus Christ, that must have been annoying. You have this apartment, it's got a pool, and there's these fucking kids just fucking around in there. I remember the first time I swam a lap in the pool the short way. And it was like the most exhausting event of my life. Like, I wasn't sure that I would make it without touching the bottom. That is like a memorable athletic achievement for me. That's how bad I was at swimming. That I made it the short way across a pool, maybe 3, 2.5 lanes wide. And I was swimming and I could touch it anytime, but I was like, I can make it without touching. And I just sort of doggy paddled my way across. And was like, gah, when I made it. And I could have learned a lot more about swimming. If I'd only gone to Audible.com. Audible.com is your number one source for audiobooks online. Here's what's great about Audible. You too lazy to read a book? You like to just hear someone else's voice to drown out the loneliness, the darkness, the creeping thought that your life is ending one moment at a time, but 5 moments at a time. 5 one-moments at a time. Audible.com is your answer. You can find literally tons of books on Audible.com. You interested in, science? They got that. You interested in the Bible? They probably got a lot of that too. You interested in business? This is like my new douchey thing that I came up with, by the way, that I think is a really good idea. Like, if I was trying to be a power man 5,000 and date people above my station or something, or like, you know, empty, vapid people. I don't know why I'm doing this. I don't know what version of me this is, but this is Peter's version of the game. When Peter tries to come up with the game, this is his solution. I would leave a bunch of like douchey business books around my apartment. You know, so like books about how to win at business and like so-and-so's investment strategies for victory. And then also like, you know, the 7 habits of highly effective people. And it would look like it's like, oh man, this guy really likes to improve himself. It's like, yeah, I like to improve how much I'm crushing that sweet poontang. No, that's vulgar. Let me restate that. How much I'm crushing some sweet tang by having these business books around. Okay? That's what I'm demonstrating. That's my demo. So my grandma lived in this apartment, and I didn't realize how nice it was at the time, but she had this, it was a 2-bedroom, and me and my brother would sleep over there sometimes. I remember going there a lot on Fridays. I don't really know why Friday was the day. Maybe my mom was at work late, or maybe she went out. I don't know. Maybe she was looking to get a hip broken by some sex, like her mom. Who knows? What I know is, I have these very strong memories of, like, I was watching TGIF. My grandma hated that Urkel kid, as she called him, and I would be eating Doritos out of a bowl. You know, instead of out of the bag, I would put them in this bowl. My grandma started this. She would give me some Doritos in a bowl. And then I continued it myself when I was at her place. I just felt like, well, this is how we eat Doritos at grandma's house, out of a bowl. Not like out of a bag, like a savage. Let me suggest to you, too, it's nice. There's 2 nice things about it. Number one, you're not just listening to a bag crinkling all day. Number two, if you're like me, and you'll basically eat a bag of chips until it's gone, or at least it becomes difficult because the pieces are so small. You know, if you're someone who does, like, you pinch all of your fingers and thumbs together to sort of get a haystack of chip remnants, just so you don't leave, God forbid you just leave those in the bag. There's starving kids in Africa who could be horribly poisoned by that food, but you need to do it. So, anyway. Lootcrate.com. You ever wanted a bunch of shit that's worth slightly less than what you pay for the monthly service to get that shit? And have it sent right to your door? Loot Crate is the answer. What do we send you? I don't fucking know. Nobody knows. You know, 1 month, 5 months ago, it was a bunch of Guardians of the Galaxy stuff. You know, probably some like triple XL boxer shorts. And some, you know, push-ups. You know those popsicles that are like made out of goo instead of popsicle goo? It's a different, thicker, milky goo. It's definitely, there's a dairy in there, right? Flintstones seem to be the most popular, but move aside, welcome the Guardians of the Galaxy. Maybe that's what comes in there, I don't know. Melted push pops and pee. Just a box of that. But that's how a business works, right? This is what I love about Loot Crate, because I love this. I definitely use this service myself and endorse it. You know, you get this box of shit, and ostensibly it's worth more than what you pay, right? Which is the most unsustainable business model of all time. They're just like, here's what we do. We buy a bunch of stuff and put a great package together for you, and then operate at a complete loss. You know, we put together a $30 box of stuff, and you pay $20. And we do this month after month for what would seem like hundreds of people. Would be thousands, but, you know, people don't trust this because it sounds like a complete fucking scam. And we're just that great of people. This is how good we are, that we feel like this is an appropriate thing for us to do. For you. The people. The looters, if you will. So go to lootcrate.com. Up in the upper left corner, you're going to see a little box that says offer code. And you're going to put in this offer code. This one's a little longer, okay? Pete's mom was very depressed even 2 years after her mother passed away. Okay, so that's Pete's mom was very depressed even 2 years after her mother's passed away. Her mother passed away. Don't forget that apostrophe in Pete's. There's an ownership there that needs to be in there. So go on over there, get some loot, get a crate. It doesn't come in a crate, it comes in a box. You know, if it just came in crates, that would be something, at least. But no, it's nothing. But go do it, because then that's why I get rich. I remember being at my grandmother's house in Chicago before she moved out here. This is some real early memories shit. And my favorite part of visiting her was that there are always fireflies at night. You know, dusk, the fireflies come out. And they're bright green. If you've never seen fireflies, this has to be one of the world's most amazing animals. I mean, even as an adult, I can appreciate, like, this is really incredible. Like, I can't actually figure out why fireflies would... what would possess them to be like, I'm going to just light up like a beacon in the night to be devoured by a bird. But fine. Maybe because they're creatures of the night. And they're like, these idiot birds keep getting up early. By the way, worms, okay? Birds are getting you early in the morning. That's their thing. As a worm who just lives underground, just don't come out in the morning. Okay? You be a nighttime guy. It's all the same to you. Do you think a worm... This is... I've drank too much because I just am asking the question now. Do you think a worm has ever just gone straight down until, you know, it hit too close to the center of the earth and died from, like, the heat or the pressure or something? And if so, how far down could it go? Okay. And we would catch these, and I'd put them in like a tennis ball can with little holes in the top, and they always died. They always seemed to be dead in the morning. I guess they can't. I would put grass in there because I was like, well, this is the only thing I know from outside that I can replicate in a tennis ball can is grass. So I hope that's enough. I'll tell you what's enough, though. Hulu Plus. Okay, if you're not getting enough from your existing service... Now, we're not here to talk trash about an existing service, right? Are you tired of nights scrolling through your existing service, though? I mean, I gotta tell you, my favorite date, apparently, I've learned about myself, is Netflix. Not watching a film on Netflix. Scrolling through the menu. And then hoping my girlfriend will get up and go to the bathroom when I want to put something really embarrassing on my list. You know, we laugh about it together, and then when she goes to the bathroom, I try to remember all the things that I wanted to put on my list. And Netflix, don't put the list at the top. Put it off to the side. And also, the recently watched does not need to be row 2. Okay? That can also be off to the side with the list. I can get to it. What I don't need is for everyone to see that I watched a movie about female wrestlers in the 70s called Glow, which is pretty good, but looks horrible. It looks just, looks a little porny, more porny than I'd prefer. And, you know, obviously I wasn't watching it for that. I've got my 3 free adult DVDs. But, yeah, and I don't really remember my grandma's house. The one that, you know, she lived in that my mom grew up in. Yeah, my parents were brother and sister. So that's a big revelation for the show. But I see clearly now where they came from because they were brother and sister. And I see clearly, too, because I've got these wonderful glasses from Warby Parker. Okay? Now, I've ruined my old glasses in the past, crying tears. With sadness of my grandma's death. And but you know what? Warby Parker was here to save the day. They're giving you a great deal. Head over to warbyparker.com/Pete's Grandma's a Corpse. And they're going to give you 20% off. Now, what they do is they'll send you two frames, $100, send back anything you don't like. And, you know, it's great because these aren't crap glasses. These are stylish. Now, it's not easy to be stylish in the glasses industry now because everybody wears the same glasses. Everybody wears the same nerd thick black frame glasses. So you can imagine how hard it is to, as a company, make the same glasses that every other company makes. You know. So I respect them for their bold choices. Okay? Yeah, this is getting tough. Maybe what I should do is just run through these ads and then get to the heartfelt part. Or maybe I'm worried I'm going to run out of time. So maybe what I need to do is do the heartfelt part real quick and then do that. Yeah, I went to my grandma's house, you know, one last time, but it wasn't the same without her there. JustCoffee.coop, pal. This is a place where you can get coffee from an internet website because there are very few options to get coffee around where you live, right? It's not like you go to the store and there's 800,000 different kinds of coffee. Okay, and then you go to the organic store and they have 900,000 different kinds. Where did the extra 100,000 come from? Who knows? But they've got it. But justcoffee.coop is a way to get your coffee from not the store, but from an internet. And here's what's really great about it. Go to justcoffee.coop and use the offer code Pete's Grandma Echoes Through Eternity. And you'll get 10% off any purchases you make on there, which is a pretty good deal, until you compare it to Trunk Club. Here's what Trunk Club is. Trunk Club is willing, you tell them your size, they send you a bunch of clothes, and you try them on, and you send back whatever you don't like. Have you ever wanted to be dressed by a spouse that you've never met and who doesn't give a shit about style and really has no stake in whether you look like a piece of shit? Trunk Club is your answer. Okay, you get a bunch of clothes and they're operating on the Columbia House Movie Club idea where basically you're going to be too lazy to send it back. So good news, they basically make money off of sending you garbage in the mail that you are unwilling to send back. Now, if you'd done stamps.com, that would be another story, wouldn't it? Trunkclub.com/maggots in my grandma's brain. Dollar Shave Club. This is probably, have you ever wanted to shave your face while also shaving those pennies off of your budget? You like that? I came up with that myself. Dollar Shave Club's a great deal because razors and razor blades are ridiculously expensive. And this is true. I don't know how they've set themselves up in this industry to be so expensive. I guess because it's something we need. But we don't really need it anymore, right? Like the 5 o'clock shadow is fine these days. No one really cares if a man's clean shaven. But now you can shave clean for pennies on the dollar. Here's what this is. They send you razors. And, you know, if you're wondering whether they're high-quality razors because they're extremely inexpensive, are inexpensive and cheap the same thing? Not always, but in this case, absolutely yes. DollarShaveClub.com/oh-god-so-lonely. And, you know, get that face back in shape. And you're going to need to look good for when you use this software, GoToMeeting. If only there was a pay version of Google Hangouts or Skype. Have you had these thoughts? I know I have. Well, now there is, and it's called GoToMeeting. It's by Citrix. It's important to this ad that I say it's from Citrix, because that means quality to you, right? When you hear Citrix, you think, is he saying citrus? I'm not. I'm saying Citrix. And that means quality for some reason. Go to gotomeeting.com. That's GOTOmeeting.com. And enter, just start typing on your keyboard like a Ouija board and hope my grandma comes back to life. She'll be willing to offer you 30% off on some crazy ass software that God knows what it does. But you will get it cheaper than if you hadn't done it with this. You get a 30-day free trial. So, you know, it's a tech support nightmare as you try to install this on all your computers for 30 days for free. And then after the 30-day trial, you can either buy it or go through a second tech support nightmare trying to uninstall it after you've had two meetings on it, one of which was forced just so you use the product. GoToMeeting.com. Bring up my grandma. And finally, we've got Vistaprint. Ever wanted to make a $14 business card joke a reality? 250 times in a row? Vistaprint's your answer, motherfucker. Head on over to Vistaprint. Put in the offer code PeteDrunkOnHisGrandma'sBirthday.com/hope. And you'll get a great deal on some shit you never needed. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. I know that the heartfelt ones can be tough sometimes, so I hope this went okay. You know, we made a little money, which is good. You know, I was hoping that I could just kind of do whatever was right and good, but obviously that's not working. So I just went ahead and got some ads. So thanks for listening again. And we'll see you next time. What's up, fat lil? And I say, coolin'. Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like, what's up, fat lil? And I say, coolin'. Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like, what's up, fat lil? Hey, man. Yeah, man, what's up, man? Still got it? Yeah, I've been working on my step. Hey, check this out, y'all. Check this out.